At 65 meters, this kapok tree grows in the Colombian Amazon rainforest. Visitors peer through the layers into the tree's inner system, see the oxygen released into the air, the nutrients coursing through the structure. A dining table set for 14, including a bee, a bird, and a snake. A mushroom sits at one end, a human at the other. All species are equally important to the Earth's survival.
By hopefully presenting a story of, you know, wow, isn't this incredible to be living within this living planet, it can therefore hopefully engage on a slightly more emotional level and therefore, you know, develop that sense of empathy rather than, you know, shame and paralysis.
Each flash of a leaf marks 128 square meters of Brazilian rainforest destroyed.
So we're looking at wither. And wither brings to life the deforestation that's happening right now in the Amazon rainforest. So when COVID began, there was a 71% increase in deforestation, and nobody was there to watch. So I made a piece that disappears at the rate of the deforestation, and everybody can watch what's actually happening right now in the Amazon.
Futurists imagine rewilding in our cities, trees taking over roads, or even just one city on Earth with 10 billion inhabitants. As well as raising awareness and futurists predicting what our planet will look like in decades, the exhibition also includes real-life current solutions aimed at stopping the destruction. Using rice terrace irrigation in an urban environment. Clothes made from microbes, seaweed, or mushrooms. Visitors are challenged to connect with nature, to consider the soil, trees, plants, other species. Despite hard data, warnings from the UN and scientists, there has been limited action. Could the imaginative, collaborative show by artists and designers from around the world help in some small way to spark a reaction for people to make the changes needed to help save the planet? Jessica Baldwin, Al Jazeera, London.